forces were seizing control of the country. Early in the morning on that fateful day, Allende offered defiant words on a national radio broadcast, hoping that his many supporters would take to the streets in defense of democracy. But the resistance never materialized. The military police who guarded the palace had abandoned him. His broadcast was met with silence. Within hours, President Allende was dead. So too was Chilean democracy. This is how we tend to think of democracies dying, at the hands of men with guns. During the Cold War, coup d'état accounted for nearly 3 out of every 4 democratic breakdowns. Democracies in Argentina, Brazil, the Dominican Republic, Ghana, Greece, Guatemala, Nigeria, Pakistan, Peru, Thailand, Turkey, and Uruguay all died this way. More recently, military coups toppled Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi in 2013 and Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat in 2014. In all these cases, democracy dissolved in spectacular fashion through military power and coercion. But there is another way to break a democracy. It is less dramatic, but equally destructive. Democracies may die at the hands